Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Veeam Community Podcast listeners. This is episode number 133 that we've recorded. And today I have a very special guest that likely needs no introduction from Microsoft, as we're going to be talking about a pretty popular topic. So my guest today is Jeff Woolsey. Jeff, why don't you say hello to our listeners?
Hello, everyone. Jeff Woolsey. I'm a program manager in the Windows Server Division. It's a pleasure to be here, and congratulations on podcast number 133. That's really awesome, Clint.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of different things. And Jeff, today the topic that we're going to be discussing is Project Honolulu, something that has just been released in technical preview back at the end of September. I think September 22nd, if I'm not mistaken. Why don't you give us a quick rundown at, you know, some of the challenges and what Honolulu is all about?
Well, Project Honolulu is a new remote modern management for Windows Server, if I was to sum it up real simple. And when I say modern management, it's an opportunity for us to go back and take a look and almost reimagine the interface and the GUI for Windows Server. Windows Server has been incredibly popular for the last 20 years, and if you look over the last 20 years, Windows Server has only grown and added more features and rich capabilities based on what our customers require. And, you know, I always have to remind people, because people tend to think that when you install Windows Server, it's got everything turned on, it's got everything enabled out of the box, it's got all these services happening. And in fact, that's not how Windows Server is. Windows Server, by default, when you install it, is actually a locked-down, hardened OS that literally does nothing. What you have to do is decide what's the role of that server. Is it a file server? Is it a print server? Is it a domain controller? Is it a Hyper-V server? Is it a scale-out file server? You name it. And so because over time, over the last, you know, many years, we've been adding more and more features to that, organically, Windows Server has grown. And we've added new management consoles, as we've added new features and rich capabilities. If you go back to Server Manager, it's something that we introduced long, long ago as a way to provide a central panel that you could go to server and configure what is the role of this server. For example, is it a domain controller? Great. When you enable that and you enable the role, then you would get the management tools to configure that. If you wanted this to be a print server, well, we would enable the role, and then we would give you the management tools for that. And very often, these would be things like MMCs. So people are very accustomed to the Microsoft Management Console. And in fact, we have a rich ecosystem. We've had third parties that have built MMC plugins as well. And so over time, if you look at Windows Server, it's organically has grown, and now, you know, that success has actually translated into a little bit of a challenge, because we now have lots of different tools to manage Windows Server roles and features. And one of the things that we've been trying to do over the years is we've been trying to modernize it through automation with the advent of PowerShell way back in Server 2008. And we've only been adding more and more features, and we've been telling people, you know, Jeffrey Snover and I, and many of us in Windows Server and in the cloud world, have been telling people, you need to learn your PowerShell. You need to understand your automation. And now what we're doing is we're actually building this easy-to-use, rich GUI called Honolulu. It actually layers on top of PowerShell, but the beauty of this is it's simple. It's literally a web UI to manage your servers. And we'll bust into more of this in just a second, but at the high level, we really want to take this opportunity to deliver a fantastic new GUI for Windows Server.
You know, we as MVPs, you know, one of the things that we've constantly provided feedback on is, you know, the overall management experience of not only just Windows Server itself, because like you mentioned, you have all the MMCs and their snap-ins, but then you also have all the RSAT tools. And each one of them does a specific function, right? So you have like Hyper-V Manager, you have Failover Cluster Manager, you have Active Directory Users and Computers, you have regular Server Manager that automatically opens up whenever you log into Windows Server, and then the first thing that you do is close Server Manager, right? So you have all of these different tools. So the thing that really excites me as I've been playing with the tech preview here, Jeff, is that it really seems like it's bringing all of those different you know, tools and capabilities that Server Manager and Hyper-V Manager and Failover Cluster Manager and even the new Storage Spaces Direct, which is the hyper-converged offering, it's really bringing all of those together. And, you know, that's one of the first things that really stuck out to me.
Yeah. Well, and I very much agree with everything you're saying there. And a part of how we're thinking about Honolulu, to be very clear, is we don't just think of this as a product. We actually think of this as a management platform. So I want to be very clear about something. You talk about Hyper-V Manager and storage and all of these different things. Like MMC, MMC was designed to be pluggable and extendable. And like I said, we have third parties that do that. We're making that same choice with Honolulu. We've designed it to be pluggable. We've designed it to be extensible. We've designed this to be a platform. We are working on making this available, providing an SDK so our partners can plug in, as well as customers that want to build their own plugins as well. But it's about providing this consistent interface. And I think you hit the nail on the head there, which is, you know, today if I go into Hyper-V Manager, sure, I can make some changes into Hyper-V Manager, but if I want to go to change things for clustering, I've got to leave Hyper-V Manager, go to Failover Clustering Manager, make some changes in there. If I want to go to storage, I've got to leave that, go to the storage, MMC. And, you know, what you're essentially doing is, you know, for an IT pro that's been doing this for 10 years, 20 years, whatever, even a few years, you get used to it, and you don't even realize you're doing it. It becomes second nature. But what you're really doing is there's a ton of context switches there. You're switching between Hyper-V GUI to failover clustering and storage and to networking and all that. And what we want to do is we want to minimize those context switches. We actually want to make it all available through Honolulu, and we want to make it consistent. So if I'm in storage and I want to make some changes to storage, I click on the storage tab. If I want to make some changes or create a VM, I can click on Hyper-V, and guess what? I'm right there in the next tab on over. And if I just want to right-click and open a new tab in my browser so that I can switch back and forth between these very quickly and still maintain that consistency, you don't feel like there's a context switch going on. So this is again, I agree with you. There's a lot of excitement. I'm really excited about this because this is something that's long been on my list. And I also want to take a moment to say, I know you're an MVP, and I know there are probably lots of MVPs listening to this podcast. I want to give a huge shout-out to all of you. You guys provide us fantastic feedback, whether it's user voice, whether it's coming and talking to us at Ignite or other shows. And trust me, we take your feedback to heart. And I know, honestly, sometimes we'd like to do things faster than we could have. Trust me, I would have loved to have worked on Honolulu a little bit earlier. But we had some things that we had to do that were deep down in the bowels of the OS, down in the kernel layer and storage layer and Hyper-V. And now this is giving us the opportunity, now that we've done this fundamental plumbing down below, to actually come back up and say, guess what? Now we are going to work on this management thing that we've been dying to do for a long time. And you're now seeing that in Project Honolulu.
So once our users head out to the TechNet Eval Center, they're able to download the technical preview. It's just, I think it's around 30, 40 megabyte download. The install is literally as simple as next, 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 finish. You can install it on Windows Server 2016 or Windows 10. And then once you get that installed, it, like Jeff said, you're able to access that from anywhere that you have a modern web browser, whether that be Edge or Google Chrome. And then you're able to access the, by default, there's three solutions that are installed. So you have Server Manager, you have Failover Cluster Manager, then you have Hyper-Converged Cluster Manager, and you're able to add your servers in. So Jeff, once we start adding our servers into Honolulu, maybe we can just quickly run down, you know, what are you able to do? What should we expect to see from our servers? Some of the requirements to get connected to, you know, the servers. I understand that it's only backwards compatible to Windows Server 2012. You know, it requires the Windows Management Framework version 5. So there are some prerequisites that need to be in place. Once we have those, maybe we can just run through, you know, what do we expect to see inside of Honolulu?
Yeah, so let's talk about that real quick. So you download Honolulu. The first question you're probably thinking is, oh my gosh, is this some multi-hour install or something like that? No, I can literally download Honolulu. I think it's right around 30 megabytes. Double-click on the installer, and in less than 30 seconds, I'm managing servers. It's that quick. So from a prerequisite, you mentioned, yes, you can install it directly on a Server 2016 box. If you're, if you're running, you know, full server with GUI, you can install it, and, yeah, you can do that. But I would actually urge you to install it on Windows 10. Install it on your client machine, and manage your servers remotely. So just to give you a quick idea, one of the ideal use cases, and it's actually how I test it in my office, is, you know, I think about a lot of those people that tell me, Jeff, I've got a remote branch office. I've got a coffee shop, or I've got a bunch of schools or whatever. I've got a lot of locations. And for a bunch of these things, I'm moving it to the cloud. Look, I'm already putting my mail up in Office 365, and I'm moving a bunch of SharePoint stuff like that. That's already happening. But I got a bunch of things that I still need to run on premises, and I want to take advantage of hybrid, because hybrid is where it's at, okay? And so people tell me, you know, I'd like to be able to just literally roll in, you know, 4 servers, 8 servers. And that's how I think about Honolulu. It's like, literally, imagine if I said, let's roll in 4 servers into your school. Put them in your principal's office or wherever you're going to put them, your locked cabinet somewhere. And literally, those are running server core. There's no GUI on them. Okay. And I hand you a Surface and I say, here's how you manage these servers. And you log into Honolulu, and lo and behold, you're able to manage your servers remotely. So that's, you know, ideally, that's what we want to be able to do. Now, we understand in some cases someone may go, well, Jeff, I like the idea of rolling in 4 servers, but I don't want to have to, you know, buy a Surface to do this. Okay, install Honolulu on your existing PC. Or if you say, hey, Jeff, you know what? A whole bunch of us are on iPads, or we've got some iOS devices, we've got some Android devices, or I've got some Macs, for example. That's okay. Honolulu is so small and so lightweight that I could install it on one of those 4 servers and install the gateway on one of those 4 servers and then manage it remotely, again, using a modern browser, whether it's Chrome, whether it's Edge, or whether it's Safari on Mac. So, you know, there's ideal ways to do this. But now, once you've done this, as you mentioned, you've got server manager, you've got failover cluster manager, and you've got the hyperconverged. So let's kind of walk through each one of these. Server manager. Think of server manager as a way to not just replicate, but improve on the existing tools. So today, for example, if you're an IT pro and you're logging into a server, or hopefully you're doing this remotely, what are the tools that you're going to use to check on the health and performance of a server? You may bring up Task Manager to check out CPU utilization, storage utilization. You'll probably bring up Server Manager to add roles and add features. You'll probably bring up Resource Monitor or Perfmon to look at detailed historical analytics on the health and performance of the server. You're probably going to go into the network settings and change IP addresses or check out IP settings there. You'll probably bring up a PowerShell command, or you may bring up the registry editor if you need to peek inside the registry. You know, of course, you're going to bring up Explorer itself to actually add directories, create folders and stuff like that. You may bring up Disk Manager to actually format disks, or, you know, things like that. Well, the goal of Honolulu is to do all of those things in the Server Manager. So when you go into Server Manager, the very first thing you'll see is the overview. Overview, you can almost think of like Task Manager. It shows me my CPU utilization, my memory, my networking, my storage, but it shows you more than that. It shows you, here's the actual physical name of the server. This is a Dell system, and here's the model number. Here's the HP system. Here's the model number. Here's the Fujitsu system, et cetera. Here's the work group or the domain it's joined. Here's how much memory it has. And I can change those things from within Honolulu. I don't need to log into a system to do that. If I want to take a look at, for example, Device Manager, you'll notice there's a device tab there in Server Manager, and I actually can see all of my devices. I can enable and disable devices. If I want to go to things like Windows Update, I can update my servers all remotely through Honolulu. So, and this is all done, again, in a single context through this easy-to-use web browser. So think of Server Manager as a way to provide, you know, updates of the inbox management tools, but more importantly, make them better, too.
Right.
I'll give you one of my favorite little examples is Hyper-V Manager. So if you've ever created VMs in Hyper-V, you know how to go through the wizard. And in Hyper-V Manager, you create new VM. It asks you for a name. It asks you whether you want a Gen 1 or a Gen 2 VM. Gives you the ability to add an existing disk or create a new virtual disk. And then ask you for your networking configuration, and you click Finish, and it creates your VM. Well, that, you know, that works, but we've actually subtly already improved upon that in Honolulu. When you go to Honolulu and you create a new VM, yes, it asks you for the name of the VM. It asks you for Gen 1 or Gen 2. It asks you to configure memory. It also allows you to configure virtual processors. It's a little thing, but it's something we don't have in Hyper-V Manager. Well, in Honolulu, you can go right ahead and say, hey, I want this to have two virtual processors or four virtual processors, and configure some of those things immediately. So, you know, we're already looking at not only how can we look at the existing tools and move them into Honolulu, but how do we make them better and easier to use, and improve the workflow and efficiency. So that's just one example. And so Server Manager is a way to think of it, is, you know, improving upon those. Then, of course, you've got Failover Cluster Manager. So if you've ever set up a cluster in Server, you're probably well aware of Failover Cluster Manager. Well, guess what? Honolulu has Failover Cluster Manager as well. That's another type management console that's built in the Honolulu. And then finally is a brand new one. And honestly, this is something that excites me to no end. This is the new Hyperconverged Infrastructure, HCI. And HCI is definitely the new buzzword du jour. For those that are wondering what that means, essentially HCI is when you say, look, in the past I used to buy servers and I'd buy some dedicated storage, like a NAS or a SAN, and then I'd hook it up over the network and configure all this. In the new HCI world, because servers are so plentiful with cores and storage and networking, now it's literally, hey, I'm going to set up four servers or eight servers, but they all have their disks locally, they all have networking, they all have virtualization, and literally you don't need dedicated storage. They're all using this scale-out storage that's inherent in HCI. Well, in Honolulu, we now include this HCI management interface. So now for the first time ever, I could deploy four servers or eight servers or whatever, and I can, through HCI, take a look at this and go, wait a minute, I see all of my servers from one view. So back in 2012 and 2012 R2 in Server Manager, we introduced some lightweight multi-machine management, but it didn't go to the extent that we're doing in Honolulu and that we're going to continue to do even more. So now literally I can go to HCI and it will show me, hey, I've got four servers and in fact I'm running low on disk space. Here's my CPU performance for all four of my servers for my entire cluster. Here's the network performance. Here's the storage performance. Here's the overall availability for all of the systems in this cluster. So you're now getting a global view with Honolulu. And in the past, you know, we've had System Center to do this. And don't get me wrong, if you're going to deploy racks and racks of servers, System Center is still the way to go, because it's going to give you comprehensive health monitoring, not only for your infrastructure, but for your apps, right, patch management, and all of these other things. Don't get me wrong. But for folks that just want to deploy 4 and 8 or 12 servers, 16 servers, whatever, you know, System Center can be a bit of overkill. And honestly, when you consider how much power you can deliver now in literally 4 servers or 8 servers, we're seeing a lot of people going, you know what, I don't need racks and racks of servers because, A, I'm moving a bunch of things up into the cloud. Like I said, my Exchange, my SharePoint, a whole bunch of that stuff's moving to the cloud. And the things that I'm leaving on premises, I can still run on premises, and I can do it on a smaller footprint. And guess what? I can use Honolulu in this HCI to manage it. So we're very excited about all of these new management opportunities that we're expanding on in Honolulu and creating this brand new one with HCI.
Right. So it's feasible to say that, you know, a shop, an IT environment that has like, you know, 15, 20 admins, maybe some on the Windows team, some on the SQL team that manage their failover clusters, they could each have their own instance of Honolulu, like you said, running on their Windows 10 box or on a server inside of the data center. And then they can manage the servers that are of interest to them, right? Because
yep,
this is using Windows remote management as well as PowerShell and behind the scenes. So there's no agents to install on any servers anywhere, right? So there's no impact inside of the guest operating system to get this visibility inside of those machines that we're managing or the clusters that we're, you know, that we're looking at, right?
Correct. And that's also a huge plus. A lot of people are very excited to find out that with Honolulu, there's no agents to install. This is all literally talking through WinRM, PowerShell, and a little bit of WMI to each of these servers. And so there is no agent that does get installed. Now, one of the questions I've been asked many times, and we should talk about this briefly, is how far does this go back in managing? And I want to be clear, because there are some slight deviations depending on what you're doing. So Server Manager, I can kind of consider home base for Honolulu, but you know, there's failover clustering, there's a Server Manager, and there's the HCI stuff. To be very clear, the Server Manager portion will manage all the way back to 2012. Mm-hmm. And as you pointed out, you do need to have the Windows Management Framework 5. It's a free download. It's like 20 megabytes. And if you've ever seen any of my demos or Ignite, I'm managing Windows 2012 running Core, or 2012 R2 running Core, and it runs great. The key is you do need to have WMF5 installed on that. So if you're building servers that have Windows Server 2016, you don't have to worry, it's all built in. But if you're using older versions, 2012 and 2012 R2, you need WMF5. I also want to point out that we also have our free Hyper-V server. Honolulu does manage the free Hyper-V server, including going all the way back to 2012 and 2012 R2. Although, now that we have a free Hyper-V server 2016, I would recommend that you just move to that.
Right.
If you've got Hyper-V server 2016, then of course it's got the latest WMF built in. If you have older versions, then you would need to upgrade it as well. Now, when you get to the HCI portion, this is where I want to be very clear. The hyper-converged infrastructure, that requires, right now, to get all of the metrics that we need from disk and storage, currently requires the Insider Preview build. We are working on backporting, seeing what we can do to backport this to support Server 2016. I'm very hopeful of that. We're working hard on that. But it does require, you know, HCI, which doesn't exist in 2012 and 2012 R2. So to be clear, you know, it's never going to support HCI, and that because HCI doesn't exist. There is no storage spaces direct in 2012 and 2012 R2.
Right.
So if you want to get the latest bells and whistles, like literally all of the latest bells and whistles out of storage and hyperconverged, you want to actually get into the Windows Server Insider Preview, download the latest Insider Preview, and this is actually after version 1709. So to be clear, a lot of people may be thinking, oh, if I download the latest 1709, does this have it? It actually has it after 1709.
Okay.
So join the Windows Server Insider Preview and you'll get the latest builds and you'll see Honolulu's lighting up and using some fantastic storage spaces, direct features, and lighting up new things very, very quickly.
So you mentioned, you know, adding additional functionality inside of Honolulu that necessarily isn't available inside of any other GUI, and you can only achieve it via PowerShell, for instance, right? So, like you mentioned, the virtual CPU edition of a virtual machine whenever you go and create it. There literally is zero interface to manage storage spaces direct itself. Some third-party vendors like DataOn has a really good visualization that they have for storage spaces direct. But while I was working the Hyper-V booth last week at Ignite, Jeff, we were getting a lot of questions, and there was a lot of interest from the community around storage spaces direct and things. So being able to have this visualization drill down into not only the hosts and the nodes inside of your storage spaces direct cluster, but the virtual machines that are running it on there, you know, so you can see how much memory is ballooning, what's my CPU usage, all those cool things that you can do at a VM level and drill down through. So you start at the top level being my storage spaces direct cluster, then I see my nodes, then I see my virtual switches, then I see my, you know, my cluster shared volumes, and I can drill all the way down into the VMs and manage them. So that's really exciting that we're bringing all of kind of, you know, that drill down capability. I think that that's one of the unique points of Honolulu. You know, I'll also add that, you know, the agentless piece is huge, so you don't need to install anything inside of any guest operating system. And for me, as I've kicked the tires on this for about 2.5 weeks or so, I just got access to it before Ignite. You know, I really feel like Microsoft, Jeff, you guys are really doing, and you hit the nail on the head with this one. At least that's what it appears here in the technical preview. So, you know, kind of what's the vision? What's the long term? What should we expect to see, you know, in the future from Honolulu?
Thank you for the kind words, Clint. And I want to be clear, this is just the very beginning of a nice long journey. The team is doing really spectacular work. And, you know, when we think about Honolulu going forward, there's a lot of places we want to go. So to give you an idea, number one, in Server Manager, you know, I talk about the work. You mentioned the work in Storage Spaces Direct. Couldn't agree more. You know, the fact that we have, you know, the ability to see storage spaces direct, to visualize it versus just an all PowerShell view, mm-hmm. Just opens up things more. And you mentioned DataOn. I also want to give huge kudos to the guys over at DataOn. They've done a great job with storage spaces direct. And we told them flat out, we said, look, we love what you've been doing, and we want you to integrate into Honolulu, and we want to make sure that our partners feel free to come and join the party. Veeam is another one. I look at all the great stuff that Veeam does with backup and replication and all of the way that they plug in. They're such a fantastic partner. I'm eager to have Veeam incorporate into Honolulu as well. And I just think of the ecosystem in whole, whether it's storage or networking or management. I'm truly excited about being able to make this a massive ecosystem play. And more importantly, because Honolulu is going to be so available and so widely available, it's going to make it easy for folks to plug in.
Right.
And so, you know, it's literally, you know, a 20 meg download, 30 meg download, and boom, you're up and running. And all of a sudden now to make that ecosystem thrive is going to be fantastic. So going forward, we of course want to make sure that we continue to listen to our customers and understand what are the areas of most important to us. And the first thing I would say is, folks, if you haven't downloaded Honolulu yet, please go download Honolulu right now and start playing with it, and then give us feedback. Go to Windows User Voice and give us a feedback on Honolulu. And it is already, the feedback is off the charts, and we are loving it.
Right.
I sat down with the team just the other day, and we were perusing it, and we were looking at the top requests. And in fact, the top request, I believe, so far was people wanted an integrated PowerShell console. Which I think is fantastic, because it shows you that customers are loving the GUI in Honolulu and making all of these, you know, everyday tasks really easy. But people also understand that there, every so often, once in a blue moon, I may need to go under the hood and tweak something. So wouldn't it be great if PowerShell was included, a PowerShell console was included in there? We actually gave a sneak peek of the fact that we are, in fact, working on a PowerShell console at Ignite, and you're going to see a lot more there. So going forward, we're listening to this feedback. We're trying to understand what are all of the things that we need to bring in. Another highly requested one has been, you know, Active Directory.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to bring in all of the AD tools that are MMCs and be able to bring those into Honolulu. And so one of the obvious questions I get asked is, so Jeff, does this mean you're going to basically translate all of the MMC plugins into Honolulu? And I can't give you a blanket yes or no on that, because I do think we need to take this on a case-by-case basis. You certainly can expect that the super popular things, Hyper-V and storage and networking, we're working on all of those things. Like I said, AD is something that's already popped to the top. We're seeing that. But there are a bunch of places where I have to take a long pause and go, wait a minute, do I really want somebody going and writing a new fax plugin to Honolulu? That's like the last thing I want to see. First of all, I'm trying to kill fax server with fire right now. And the last thing I want to see is going back and saying, hey, let's go do that. If someone really wants to run their fax server and they're still using them, fantastic, please do it. We've got an RSAT tool. It works great. But that's not necessarily, I don't think, a great use of our engineering resources. I'd like to be working on new and cool things. And that takes me to a big part of where I think Honolulu is going, which is going to be all about hybrid. This, to me, just every person I spoke to at Ignite, and I did a number of sessions, and I got pulled aside by, I can't even tell you but how many customers from large and small organizations who looked at Honolulu and said, oh my gosh, this is like manna from heaven. This is exactly what we're looking for. You know, but they all said, you know, we are making the move to Azure. We are making the move to cloud. It is absolutely happening, but we want to take advantage of the best of both worlds. And that's where I think Honolulu is going to provide some incredible opportunity and incredible scenarios for IT pros and for guys that need to manage that hybrid cloud.
Yeah, I'm excited to see having the ability to just go inside of Honolulu, manage my on-premises workload servers, etc., but then be able to add, say, for instance, my Azure subscription, and then be able to manage VMs or, you know, infrastructure, even platform. So, you know, the different offerings that Azure has natively here through this web UI, I think that's really kind of a good, you know, hybrid kind of scenario there.
Well, and one of the things we gave people a sneak peek is, you know, imagine you could right click on a VM and all of a sudden you had the ability to just back this thing up to Azure.
Right.
Or, you know, you could replicate it up to Azure, and, you know, you could do that. Or, you know what, I've got some VMs running in Azure IaaS. Well, great. Just use Honolulu, plug into your subscription, and, you know what, log and manage those VMs running in Azure IaaS using Honolulu. And, you know, it's just, I mean, you're going to see a lot more hybrid integration. And that's exactly what customers want to see. So you're going to see us double down on hybrid. You're going to see doing a lot more in HCI. HCI is just the beginning, very early stages, and you're going to see a lot more there. And like I said, you're going to see us not only, you know, replicate existing tools, but you're going to see us make those experiences better. One thing I like to point out is, you know, because Windows Server has grown organically over the last, you know, few decades, there are features and tools that made sense when we released Windows Server back in 2003 or 2003 R2 or even 2008. And now over the years, you look at some of those features and you go, you know, that made sense in 2003. It makes zero sense in 2017. Sure, we can leave the underlying interface there, but we don't need this in a GUI. And in fact, we can highlight the things that you should be using and, you know, start to the things that you don't use or the things that you shouldn't be using. You know, hey, let's not expose that because you really, you know, let's really rationalize and create the right experience.
Right.
So lots of opportunities for making this better.
Awesome. So before we wrap things up here really quick, let's, you know, you mentioned the layering on and third-party vendors integrating in via extensions, you know, so kind of at least the way that I understand it is, you know, you have the Microsoft extensions that your team is creating specifically for Honolulu. You know, if we have, you know, the Active Directory users and computers get added in, that would be added as an extension. You know, third-party vendors like Veeam and other ones out there will be able to leverage the SDK, and this is done via the configuration. So if you install Honolulu, there's a little gearbox in the top right-hand corner. You can go in there, you can see all of the installed extensions, you can enable them, you can disable them, and then, you know, at least the way that I envision this working out, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, is there'd be almost like an Azure Marketplace where you can go out and you see a list of all the extensions that are available for me to add into my Honolulu instance, and be able to get those other, you know, visibilities into, like, say, for instance, your Veeam backup and application server.
Yes. So, yeah, think about, you know, a good way to think about it is, you know, browsers, both Chrome and Edge have plugins and extensions. We want to have the same type of experience. You know, you're right that Honolulu today, if you look at every one of those little tools in the left-hand column, every one of those is built in is an extension. So what it's allowed us to do is, from an engineering perspective, is allowed us to keep that work, keep it, you know, fairly organized and fairly isolated from each other, and we can iterate on each one of those extensions very quickly without affecting other code. And we want to be able to, like, just like you said, be able to plug in other parties, third parties, or, you know, imagine a customer.
Right.
So I was talking with a large, very large store chain. That's a global store chain, and they were talking about, you know, they're looking at this going, oh my gosh, this would be perfect for us. We could literally put about 6 or 8 of these servers in every one of our large stores around the world, and we could manage these through Honolulu. And I said, well, think about it. Also, in each one of those stores, you probably have, you know, some of your own custom apps as well.
Right.
You know, you could build your own extension for your stores that would give you, you know, health monitoring for your apps, or give you the ability to interact with your apps all from this console, and, you know, make this an extension and a plugin. And they were like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what they're looking for. So we're very excited about the new opportunities it's opening up.
Awesome, Jeff. Well, I'm sure our listeners are going to head right out and start to kick the tires on Honolulu. Really quick, so you have the TechNet Eval Center is where we can get access to download this. You mentioned Windows Server, the user voice. Yep, folks can go out there. We'll include a link to that in the podcast notes, as well as, you know, anything else that you think that we need to include for our listeners so they can get started here on Honolulu.
You know, I don't think we covered an important point, which is, I hate to always bring this up, but licensing.
Okay.
That's always a challenge, but just wanted to point out that Honolulu is available at no cost. You're set. We think of this as something that's just simply part of Windows Server, because you need to be able to manage it. And so, yes, this is available at no additional cost, and it's currently available as a free download, and it will continue to be available that way after we go GA at some point.
Well, that's fantastic. I did forget to bring that up. My apologies there, Jeff. But, you know,
that's okay.
Man, it's always great to catch up with you. It was awesome to see it ignite. And I wish you all the, you know, the safe journeys and travels in the world as you head around and spread the Windows Server love to our listeners out there.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, please, folks, keep the user feedback coming. We love it. And again, thank you to all of our MVPs and supporters out there. We got a lot of awesome goodness coming with Honolulu and Server and so much more.
Awesome. Well, everyone, thanks for joining us today. This was Jeff Woolsey. Jeff, real quick, you're on Twitter. What's your Twitter handle there so folks can go out and follow you?
My handle is at WSV_guy, G-U-Y, WSV underscore guy.
And you can also follow Project Honolulu at Server MGMT. We'll include that in the podcast notes. That way you can tweet them, you know, what you like, what you dislike, what you want to see, what you don't want to see. And like you said, Microsoft takes this stuff very seriously. So everyone, thanks so much for joining us. Again, this is episode 133 of the Veeam Community Podcast, and we hope to see you soon.